Shalom, friends. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, Jake Rubin. Welcome to MSU Hillel's The Weekly Kvetch. This podcast features news, interviews, and a whole lot of kvetching. So, I'm excited for you to join me and my trusty producers, Sophie and Nate, as we dive deep into all things Jewish.
Hello, and welcome back to week two of The Weekly Kvetch. I am your host, Jake Rubin, and alongside my producers, Sophie and Nate, we are... And MSU Hillel, we are super excited to bring you this episode. Nate is unfortunately not here. He's currently doing yoga in the sukkah. So all the little boys and girls are doing yoga with him under the stars. It's very sweet. So we are super excited because we have our very first guest, Miss Jules Levy, who is an MSU senior and the president of MSU Hillel's Jewish Student Union. So welcome, Jules. We're very excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
It'll be a fun time. But before we start and jump into things, we have a word from our sponsors.
The Weekly Kvetch is sponsored by MSU Hillel, the place to be for more than 3,500 Jewish students at MSU. The Weekly Kvetch is also sponsored by the Lulav and Etrog, reminding us that God is truly everywhere.
And now we're going to move on to our first segment. Let's give them something to kvetch about. So our topic for this week is sukkahs and the fact that they don't have a roof on them. What's the deal with that?
You know? I don't know.
Because like if it rains, I'll tell you. I like sukkahs in practice, but like I've never actually slept outside in a sukkah. I know like that's the point you're supposed to see the stars and everything, but like it's too cold. Too cold, I'll tell you.
Yeah. It seems very unpractical.
If it rains, very unpractical. Like and like the people who like hardcore celebrate Sukkot, like do they just like go into their homes, like their actual homes, and like be like, never mind? Or do they stick it out in the rain?
Right. And isn't it's always freezing, it feels like. And isn't it supposed to be like one of those fun things where you're eating outside in the whole sukkah and it's like, I'm freezing and I'm really not enjoying myself
exactly.
Right now.
And because then you're too worried, because then you're thinking about how cold you are and how freezing it is and how miserable you are instead of actually enjoying the fact that you're in a sukkah. And it happens like once a year and it's a cool thing. And the lulav and the etrog is fun too, but like it's just, you feel a little like, ooh, I'm waving the lemon
around. It's definitely the weirdest part about the holiday.
Such a strange holiday in practice. Like I was telling my friends about it and they're like, what? What? I don't get it. Why are you waving a lemon around? And I'm like, God's everywhere, man. You just gotta trust me on this. Yeah,
it really is something else. I feel like most of the other Jewish holidays, you can kind of like wrap your head around, and it sort of makes. I mean, here and there, there's a lot that doesn't really make sense, but Sukkot definitely is up there in the more unique holidays, I'd say.
Yeah, I agree.
Sleeping in a temporary hut for a week is interesting.
They should be putting like tempur-pedic mattress in there. I think that would make it
air conditioning.
That would make it more enjoyable.
Or heating.
I get some electricity going. Have a TV.
Take the roof off their house and just put like a sukkah roof on that. I feel like that could work.
I would just put a roof on the sukkah. There you go.
Yeah, true.
There you go.
Change the rules.
You know, we'll rewrite the holiday. We have all the power.
Or maybe they use tarp. Part of the people. I don't know.
Tarp? Yeah. I don't know, man.
Nowadays.
It seems like we're like, I mean, nowadays you can do anything, right? You can cure cancer. You can put a roof on a sukkah. Who's going to stop you? I'm not.
We can make our own holiday right
now. All right. What are we going to call it?
The Weekly Kvetch.
That's a holiday.
It's every week.
Every week, the Weekly Kvetch. I mean, you're listening to it, so welcome to the holiday. Everybody tweet #, the Weekly Kvetch.
It's like Shabbat. It happens every week.
It happens every week. It's the holiest part of the week. Yep. You light candles with our faces on it.
Imagine. Oh my God.
Our Kvetchers, our listeners.
Kvetchers. Yep. Oh, wait, that's cute. Yeah. We should call our listeners kvetchers. I like
that. Oh, we little kvetchers. We hear you. We see you.
Not the best like fandom name I ever heard, but
Okay, it's, you know, there, what? As there. Our first guest, you're supposed to agree with everything we say and say how great our fandom name is. And...
I'm not doing a great job of hyping you up. No, it is a great name. Oh, it's a great name.
Thank you. That's our little something to give them the kvetch about for the week. And Sukkahs, happy Sukkot. We love you here at the Weekly Kvetch. Kiss, kiss, kiss. All right. So now we're going to move on to our interview. So we have Jules here. She's the president of the Jewish Student Union. So Jules, tell us a little bit about what it is being a president and like what are some of the things you do. And yeah.
Okay, so I think normally this would have been a lot different, but like because of COVID, my responsibilities changed a bit, slash everything we're doing has changed. Obviously, if you've been to some of our Hillel events, a lot of them have been virtual. Recently, we're trying to do some more outdoor things that are safe now, but it's sort of hard. A lot of the chairs have these goals and ideas that they want to reach, and some of it's just kind of impossible because of the obstacles of COVID-19. Still though, I think have had a lot of creativity and excitement from the chairs, so that's been awesome for me. Obviously, I'm always excited to be here. My e-board also has been doing an awesome job of just getting the word out about events, also really helping their chairs reach their fullest potential and be where they want to be. Yeah, I mean, it's all exciting. I just wish we could be under different circumstances, but
yeah, it's really just what you make out of it. And it sounds like you guys are really, you know, having fun and making sure people feel like it's still a normal year. And so that's really good. And I think that, yeah,
exactly.
And that's all you can really do. So, so you're the president of Hillel, which means that you've been around, you've been around for quite some time. So how did you first get involved? Why did you first get involved? What drew you to MSU Hillel?
I love this question. I'm from out of state. I'm from New Jersey, and I didn't know anyone when I came to Michigan State. I joined a sorority. Me and Sophie are in SDT together.
Ooh.
And I also wanted to be part of Hillel and make friends that way. It really did help me make friends. So it was great for that. And then I was like, how can I help them more, give back to this? Like, they gave me all my friends here, at least for freshman year. Like, I want to contribute to them as well. And then my sophomore year, I did a few fellowships freshman year. Those were really cool. Anyone that's listening to this, if you haven't done a fellowship at Hillel, they're really fun. Then my sophomore year, I was Jewish Life Chair on the JSU. So that was just planning events around holidays. Also really fun. It was like a great way for me to get started kind of on the JSU. And then last year I was on the e-board of the JSU. I was vice president of community programming. So I basically oversaw a bunch of chairs and helped them plan events. And then I went abroad last semester. I can't even call it a semester because I was there for like 5 weeks. But so I did that term on eboard for one semester, and then I virtually ran for president during like the deep quarantine, as we like to call it. And here I am. I feel like the experiences I've had really helped me now, especially like getting creative with all the virtual stuff. It's been really helpful since I have such a wide range of events that I've done, you know.
Yeah.
Gives me a good platform. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the fellowship, I just wanted to self-promote and say I'm actually doing one of those fellowships right now in the Jewish learning. I think it's really fun.
Yeah, JLF is awesome. It's super.
You're never
fun.
Too old to do it. I now know this. You're never too old or too young, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, not at all.
So
I think I did the Israel Learning Fellowship last year, maybe. So yeah, there's. It's not just for freshmen, it's for everyone.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You said you studied abroad. Did you go to Israel or were you just studying?
No, I went to Israel last summer for Onward.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in Jerusalem for 3 months then. It was amazing. If anyone, I recommend it to everyone. It was like the best summer of my whole life. And then last semester I went to Budapest.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Abroad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
That is pretty cool. I went to Israel a couple of years ago too. So I feel yes, but Budapest.
Israel's the best.
That's pretty exciting. So,
yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, unfortunately it was cut short because of COVID, but, who cares?
What can we do?
So you've been involved with Hillel for quite some time. So what has been like your favorite event, your favorite thing that you've had the pleasure of planning, or what are some of your highlights of being with Hillel for these 4 years?
There's just so much.
I know, I bet.
when I was Jewish Life Chair, I planned a Purim party.
Yeah.
Oh, and me and Sophie one time did latke making together as a joint event.
It was very successful.
That was really fun. We actually got a lot of people to that. Yeah, it was super successful. Mm-hmm. And the latke was really good. So that was awesome. And then that same year, I planned a Purim party. I think you were also co-chairs on that, Sophie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really fun too. And it was like basically a costume party at like this venue in Lansing. I mean I wish we could plan stuff like that right now. I'd love to plan things like that. My major is it's like tourism.
Oh.
So I really am into planning events and like talking to people clearly. So that was a really fun event. I mean, there's been so much. I really also like the e-board side of it and like helping other people reach their goals. That is something I really like to do as well. And obviously this year has been a lot of overseeing also, but I love that just as much as planning the events themselves.
Oh, that's really wholesome. That's nice. So you're a tourism major. Do you have any minors, or like, what do you want to do with the tourism major? I sound like your grandma probably. But I'm just curious, you know, because I've never met a tourist.
No, I'd love to know it. The full name of the story is the major is Sustainable Parks, Recreation, and Tourism.
Oh.
So now it's like more into the sustainability side, which is always good to know. I mean, especially in today's climate, it's like, you know, everyone's trying to go green. I think that could give me like a good, like something different when I'm applying to jobs, you know. But I really want to be an event planner, like a corporate event planner. So I would work for a company and plan like their meetings, retreats, galas, anything like that.
That sounds
so we'll see.
Knock on wood, hopefully. It sounds like
yesterday someone was like, "Oh, what are you doing after graduation?" And I was like, "What do you mean? It's October, chill."
Yeah,
with that.
I know. It's too early. Get off.
Yeah, these positions will definitely help you in the future for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it made me realize like I love leadership roles, like planning stuff and talking with people, you know, so that's, I'll be somewhere in that sort of field, hopefully next year.
That's really cool.
Not many events going on right now, so we'll see.
You and the rest of eBoard and GBoard are making do of this whole situation.
Yeah, definitely. And that's like what we keep saying at meetings and even just with our eBoard, like, positivity, that's our big push right now. Like it's really discouraging to see people like want to have specific events and then they can't because, you know, we can't have open food at events or events with more than like 25 people. So it's just about making that event something that they're actually happy to plan, even though it's not exactly what they wanted in the first place.
And then, so do you have any like goals or like any events planned or anything that you're really looking forward to in this year of your presidency?
I mean, yeah, all the events that like every day another chair is coming up with an event that I'm like, I would have never thought of that. Like, that's so exciting. I'm happy to be here. And I think I'm really proud of everyone so far. The eBoard, like I said, has been really doing a great job, and it's great to work with people that also care as much as I do, you know?
Yeah.
A big goal is just to really have people come out of this year, like proud of themselves, I guess. The chairs, I want them to feel like they did the best job that they could. And I'm really trying to keep pushing that and reassuring people that they actually are doing a good job, because the events that I've gone to so far have been a lot of fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't have any more questions for you. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Like any final parting words? Is some wise words of wisdom you want to drop?
I think like what I've been saying before about positivity and like still reaching for your highest goals, even though some of them might not be super attainable right now. I think that does, that goes not just for JSU, but for everyone. I know that these times are really discouraging and just like hard in general, and that's okay to say that for sure. But I think not giving up is like the most important thing right now. It's so easy to give up because there's like not that much that we can physically do, but I think keeping a good mindset, it's really the only way to go. I mean, you guys both probably know that too. It's, this is what we have, and we're going to deal with it and do the best we can.
The wise words from Jules. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so now we're going to move on to our next segment, which is where I'm going to rant about something, because this is always a fun time. So I was sitting this morning, and I was saying, what am I going to rant about today? And I looked outside, and I saw somebody biking without a helmet. And so now, last week, I talked about not wearing masks, and this week, I'm going to rant about not wearing helmets. All right, welcome to Bike Kingdom, otherwise known as America USA. Everybody's on bikes everywhere because it's easier than walking, right? Yes. But here's the thing. If you don't cover your head and you fall off your bike, there's no point. Sophie and I, we actually, in high school, we would bike together.
Oh my God, yes.
In a big group. And one of the people who biked with us, her dad was a doc, like a brain doc, like a... like a head brain doctor,
something.
A neurosurgeon, and she didn't wear a helmet. She was the only one who didn't wear a helmet. And we would go, you know, your dad is like a brain doctor, and she would go, oh yeah, you know, I don't need to wear a helmet. We're like, you do need to wear a helmet, because if you don't wear a helmet, here's what's going to happen. Your brain is going to go on the pavement and go, and we don't want that to happen to anybody who deserves that.
Well, then her dad could give her the surgery.
I feel like you don't want to go through that hoop though, right? You just want to be safe. Safe, yes. And here's another thing I want to talk about. Bikers on roads. Good for you, Mr. Bicyclist. You can bike, but why do it in the road? There are sidewalks, you know? There's sidewalks everywhere. But if I'm stuck behind a biker and I want to pass them, they always seem to know and they always seem to swerve. And I'm like, no, don't move. Stay where you are, Mr. Biker Man. Either stay where you are or go on the sidewalk. Don't just like move back and forth like a little snake, man. I want to go and drive and go to my places. I have places to go, places to be, people to see, things to do. And you are in the road, blocking the road. Just, and wear a helmet too. All right. So this is my rant about bikes, bicyclists, and wearing helmets. Thank you. God bless. All right. And so now we are going to move.
Yeah.
Thank
They're
you.
They're literally very the worst valid to drive feeling. By. Like, I am so scared. Oh. Like, I have to pass by them.
I know.
The worst.
Oh, man. I'm
telling
We've
all you. Been there. Just, We've all been there.
That's why I walk everywhere. Because I can't deal with bicyclists and the mindset. And,
it's awful riding bikes on campus, too.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Especially when it's, like, busy. Like, when you're, like, trying to bike on... by the BCC, it's like the entire pathway is so crowded, you're guaranteed to run into someone.
I was in Amsterdam, I went on a trip last semester and I did a bike tour. The streets were so crowded and like I hadn't ridden a bike in like months before that because it was winter and I was abroad and whatever. I had to swerve around all these people. It was like the most tense thing I've ever done in my life. I don't recommend it. It was cool to see the views, but it was like so stressful. My friend had to like jump off push me to the side because I was about to like hit someone.
Yeah,
it's very dangerous. Intense.
And I've been hit by many bikes because I'm an aimless walker where I'm not aware of my surroundings. And so I'm just like, oh, you know, the headphones in, I'm looking at the sky, listening to music, and they're like, get out of the way. And I'm like, wear a helmet. It's too helmet. It's too late.
Too late.
Too, helmet. Yeah. Too late. It was a Freudian slip, I guess. Whoopsies. All right. And so before we wrap up, we do have one, I think it's Nate's favorite segment. It is L'chaim of the week. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about something that we are excited about this week, something we're looking forward to. Just a cheers to the week. So I'll go first. I am the director of an improv team, and this Friday we have an improv show, a virtual improv show, and I'm not sure how it's going to go, but we're doing it, and it's exciting. So I'm excited for that. So I'm going to l'chaim to that. And then Sophie, do you have a l'chaim?
Yeah, my roommate and I, we made penne alla vodka this week, and it tasted just like as you would get at a restaurant. Like, we couldn't stop like saying like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, I was very impressed with us.
Yes, that's good for you. And then Jules, do you have anything?
This past weekend, I went up north with my friends, and we stayed in a Airbnb on Torch Lake. It was amazing. I'd never been up north, and I've been in Michigan for 4 years, so I have to do it. I went to Traverse City and Charlevoix. It was all really fun. So that was definitely a highlight of the semester. This upcoming week, I'm excited to celebrate Shabbat this week with my friends. We're gonna do a dinner, and also I have a challah bake later today, so
that is exciting.
That's exciting too. Yeah, it's all good things.
All right, well, thank you, Jules, for coming on to our podcast and fetching with us a little bit. Yes, of course.
Thank you guys so much.
The JSU president as our first guest. You know. No.
Stop it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming. Thank you for catching with us. You have a good day.
And that's our show. Thanks for kvetching with us this week. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review and call a friend to tell them you love them. The Weekly Kvetch is hosted by me, Jake Rubin, and our executive producers are Sophie Dwoskin and Nate Strauss. This podcast is a production of MSU Hillel. Yalla bye, my friends.